You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, in late February this year, the Pretoria High Court declared a coal supply contract between Eskom and the Gupta family's Tegete Exploration Resources unlawful, and that opened the way for the Special Investigation Unit, the SIU, to lodge a prosecution regarding the matter. In that judgment, the court ruled that the 3.7 billion rand coal supply agreement for Majuba Power Station, which was signed between the utility and Tegete on the 10th of March back in 2015, is invalid and unlawful. And today, Eskom and the SIU announced that they had served summons for recovery of that amount against several individuals. I've got Sikonati Manchacha on the line, Sikonati, and we agreed to stick to a very short time, so I'm going to allow you to get right to it here. Who exactly has been served and what is the process from here?
Michael, thank you for having me on your show. There are 12 defendants in the matter, and Eskom, it does reserve the right to add others to this action or to pursue them independently of this action. At this point, the 12 include former Eskom executives and employees, Brian Molise, Moses Machela Koko, Anoch Singh, Suzanne Margaret Daniels, and we have former chairman Ben Ngubane, Chaita Mabute, Vivian Pamensky, Mark Vivian Pamensky, and indeed the Musilinzi Zwane, the member of parliament currently and the former minister of mineral resources, together with the three Gupta brothers as well as Salim Aziz Essa.
Now, many are saying, and as I was just chatting to my market commentators about, that this has to happen now if we're to rebuild credibility. There are probably some gripes about the delays and the fact that justice moves slowly, but rather justice delayed than justice denied. There are some who are cynically saying that there isn't much money to be recovered and that most of the money would have been ferreted away to Dubai or wherever it is with the Guptas. What effort is being made to pursue particularly those that have fled the country to repay this money?
Michael, that is a particularly valid comment. Let's deal first with the matter of being late. It is true that this should have done long should have been done long ago. In fact, as we all know, this kind of crunch never have been allowed to happen. However, Eskom has spent the past at least 6 months preparing this legal case in order to make sure we've got a watertight case, which will also be served in Dubai and in any other jurisdictional locations where these people might have fled to, or where we might be in a position to recover assets. Yes, it's also quite true that we may not recover the full 4 billion rand that we are trying to recover here, but Eskom does not have the luxury of doing nothing in the face of this injustice. And let us state again clearly, Michael, that this is the civil part of the claim. We have lodged many criminal conduct cases with the police, with the MPA, with the Hawks over the years, including this one. We do not, however, have the luxury of sitting to wait for arrests that we don't even know if they will ever materialize.
Well, I think it certainly sets the right precedent. We need to ask those questions now of the Hawks and others, where those criminal charges are just languishing, why they are not being brought to bear. Sikonati Manchacha, the spokesperson for Eskom, on a very welcome announcement today that summons has been served on the Tegeta 12, not limited to 12, as he reminds us.